Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. The Missouri River Cultural Conservancy dedicates itself to preserving the art and culture of the Missouri River region of this part of the state. Tonight, we're going to preview one of the big events this organization does each year. It's the 10th annual Eco Art Fest, a weekend of live music, good food, and lots of fun for adults and for kids. It's happening next weekend, the 12th and 13th at Cooper's Landing. We'll have a preview on tonight's show. That's all ahead this evening. Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helbwedge. In just a moment, Vanessa Litza and Anna Duff with the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy previewing next weekend's Eco Art Fest happening the 12th and 13th at Cooper's Landing, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Later on this evening's program, we'll have Carrie Hargrove along from the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture talking about getting ready for next year's gardening season on Farm Your Yard. It's all ahead this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
So nice to see, so fine to breathe, so sweet just to on this island.
All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. A little bit of music there from Michael Cochran, a wonderful local musician, and it was recorded earlier by the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy, and they are going to be hosting Michael and a lot of other musicians at a lot of fun next weekend, the 12th and 13th of September at the 10th Annual Eco Art Fest. It'll be happening at Cooper's Landing in Easley, Missouri. And here to tell us more about that from the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy are Anna Duff and Vanessa Litza. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming out today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Vanessa, let me just kind of start with you and give us the basic rundown of what Eco Art Fest is all about.
It's a celebration of all the local art and music found along the Missouri River. Last year we did about 16 hours of music, be about the same this year. Starting at 12 o'clock, it'll go through 10 o'clock on Saturday and 12 o'clock till 9 on Sunday. We'll have a bunch of different vendors featuring handmade artistic things and handmade soaps and kids activities. All kinds of stuff like that. We've got Sparky's Books back this year. That's a used book collection. You can come by. It's really cheap stuff, good books. We have a bake sale, a silent auction, a raffle. Two days of lots of fun.
Lots and lots of fun and lots of music, of course. And this is all to raise funds for the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy. And in the interest of full disclosure, as I've mentioned before, I'm a board member myself and involved with MoRIV. But why don't you just real briefly explain what the Cultural Conservancy does?
They record and archive all the music and poetry found along the Missouri River. A lot of these guys wouldn't otherwise maybe be recorded or remembered in 50 or 60 years. They just concluded an archiving agreement with the Boone County Historical Society to get all these guys locked in for life so that everybody's always got access to this great music that we're finding.
There are these examples that always come up. Taylor McBain is the one that always kind of pops into my head of these wonderful musicians. And when you get people around that are into music and you start talking about, oh, remember this guy, and boy, it's just a shame that we didn't think at the time, let's stick a video recorder into one of his concerts and record him. And that's what's being done now, and saving not just some of the guys that have been around for a while, the ladies have been around for a while, but some of the younger musicians as well. And that's a great way of kind of preserving the heritage musically of this region, because there's so many great musicians that are going to be going along. And let's talk about that a little bit. Talk a bit about some of the different musicians that are going to be there. We mentioned Michael.
We'll also have the Hobosexuals are from St. Louis, and they've been playing at Cooper's Landing. We're going to get to record them. The Flood Brothers are a band that's been around for a while and we all really love.
Yeah. And they're great.
They are great. Silverback is a new collaboration between Michael Cochran and Dave Bandy. And so we're excited to get this new collaboration of theirs, the Sunshine Mamas, the Royal Furs, Preston Turley, Calvin Street Band, Eric Geis, Pat Kay, and Tony Loveton so far on the schedule.
Wow. And more people kind of, I talked with you guys beforehand, and there's still maybe some to be added to this whole list. So
oh, yeah.
A lot of wonderful musicians there. And a lot of variety, a lot of different styles of music here.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the young, a lot of the new. And all of these bands have done a great job so far just playing for us. So we're really excited to get them recorded.
Again, it kicks off at noon, both Saturday and Sunday, September 12th and 13th, out at Cooper's Landing. It's the Eco Art Fest next weekend. Thinking Out Loud from KBIA, Anna Duff and Vanessa Lietza with us from the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy. And Vanessa, we mentioned that one of the things that's going on with all of this, besides let's get together on the river and have a good time, is to support MoRiv and the work that they're doing. And part of that is a silent auction that's going to be going on. And talk about some of the things that are happening with that.
Well, we have a really nice bike that's used for racing or riding along that Katy Trail. It's a really good bike donated by one of our members. So that'll be up for raffle. We'll have the silent auction will include sports memorabilia, some hand-drawn art by some local artists. A lot of people just go through their house and donate, you know, nice table lamps that could be antique, things like that. Our beer companies that provide beer, our distributors bring really cool coolers and promotional items that you cannot find in a store. So we'll have some of that stuff available as well. Gift certificates from people in the community that want to help us out. So there'll be services and things like that to bid on.
So lots going on. Again, it's going to be happening the 12th and 13th. We were talking ahead of time about how best to describe how to get out there, and it may be the best idea is just to send people to the website and let them see. Easley is along the Missouri River, south of Columbia. I usually go by the Pierpont store and then take, I guess it's Route N south. Other people like taking Providence Road and Smith Hatchery over, but just remind them the website and they can find a map there, right?
And the directions are at www.morivcc.net.
Okay, morivcc.net.
And that's morivcc.net.
Right on, okay. And that's going to be, again, happening the 12th and 13th. It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge telling you about the 10th Anniversary Eco Art Fest. And I don't know if you guys have been plugged in the whole time, but this is something that's been going on for 10 years. Kind of talk about how this all got started.
10 years ago, Jerome Wheeler used to sit on the porch at Cooper's Landing and strum his guitar, and then a couple other local musicians got together. Pip Oletsky was one of them, and they would talk with Cooper about different ways to maybe bring more recognition to what they were doing down there, and they had this vision of allowing only local musicians with original music to be featured, because everywhere else they were going, it was all cover songs and these great big shows, and the little-known artists weren't getting a fair shot. So that's how that was born, and then Jerome Wheeler got ill, and they needed a way to make sure that that didn't happen again, that they were able to record and get this great music before people passed away or moved from the area.
Sure.
So that's kind of how it was born.
I want to mention, we threw his name into the conversation, and there's always this assumption that everybody knows who Cooper is, but Mike Cooper is the guy who operates Cooper's Landing, and really, until pretty recently, was also heading up the board of the Cultural Conservancy.
Yeah, Michael Cooper, he is the owner-operator at Cooper's Landing, and he's given these musicians a tremendous opportunity to be featured. We have a large audience each weekend that comes to see these people, and it leads to sometimes bigger and better things for some of these guys. So it's really been a good community resource for some.
I want to ask you, Anna, about something that she mentioned there. As a musician yourself, sometimes you go into these places and people like to hear covers. They like to hear their favorite songs that somebody famous did, and it's easy as a musician to think, okay, I want to be popular. I want to get money in the tip jar. I'm going to play the songs that people want to hear. I imagine that's got to make it difficult, though, to kind of grow songwriting and original music. And for a region like this, having something and having a place like Cooper's and an organization like this that's saying, we want to hear what you've got to say, not you playing this Fleetwood Mac song or whatever.
Oh, right. Exactly. It's a wonderful opportunity because basically right now, just like you said, there's the covers kind of get in the way of the time and energy to write songs. And also, there's tribute bands, and people are, you know, putting their energy toward trying to cover somebody else. And it's great to have this place where you're supported in your music and your songwriting. And everybody there just expects it and wants it. In fact, they don't really want to hear covers down there at Cooper's. They're there and willing and want to hear new music.
And for people who've never been there before, another thing that's very fun about this place is just where it is. When I say it's down by the river, I don't mean it's in a town that's close to the river. I mean, it is literally there on the banks. You could stand where the musicians play, and if you've got a half-decent arm, toss a rock into the Missouri Theater, or the Missouri River, rather. It's that close.
Yeah, it really is. It's great backdrop now where we have the stage. So we have the river is the basically the backdrop to all of our videos and for the audience.
Best place I've ever been to watch a beautiful sunset.
Oh, yeah. The sunsets are great, and you can see 4 miles of river on either side of the bend.
And again, it's happening at Cooper's Landing, Mo Riv CC operating this event. It's the Eco Art Fest, the 10th anniversary year. It's going to be happening next Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th of September out there at Cooper's Landing. And yeah, talk a little bit about, we've mentioned some of the auction items, and Vanessa, you mentioned the beer distributors, but I know there's a lot of people that have kind of helped put this together. I'll let you have a moment to thank sponsors, because I know a lot of people made this possible.
Yeah, we couldn't do any of this without sponsors. This year we have the Columbia Tribune, Regions Bank, Dr. Michael Stacy, Cooper's Landing, and Michael Cooper both have donated tremendous resources to us and time. Office Depot is done a lot for our paperwork and things like that, flyers and programs, so we want to thank them. Tranquility Internet and the Webcomo guy, he manages our website for us. So, yeah, they've really been helpful. We've got so many different volunteers like Anna here, and then our entire board. You're one of them, as a matter of fact. So, you know, all three of us here stand on the board.
And we're all volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's so many people in the community that just give every year. Year after year, they continue to reach into their pockets or, you know, look around their house and find things to donate or just time. And it involves an incredible amount of time to run this. So we do want to thank everyone involved.
Again, you can find all of the information at the website. It is morivcc.org, morivcc.org for the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy website. For you guys, because you've done this for a while, what do you think is the thing that you're most looking forward to out of this weekend?
You know, the music. I really love the music. I love all the different, it's about a new act every 30 minutes or so. Our sound guy, Dennis, does a good job of moving them through, so it moves by pretty quickly. But I love all the people. Last year, we had a tremendous amount of people that came out and just gave and supported, and they all stayed. They thought they would be there 30 minutes, and they'd pull up a chair and stay the entire day. It was just really electric and really amazing community feel out there, and that's really what I'm looking forward to the most.
And there's live music happening a lot of the time. This is an event, again, happening on the 12th and 13th, but pretty much once you get into even this late into the summer and into the fall, most nights there's stuff going on there at Cooper's.
Absolutely, through October, at least Wednesday through Sunday, you'll always find something to do down there. Chim's is always open, there's always food, and there's almost always music or a musician willing to grab their instrument out of their car and play for you.
Chim's is kind of an interesting surprise. You get into this place, and it's right along the Katy Trail, and so I know that's a lot of the people that come through there, and they might expect to find hot dogs and hamburgers at a place like this, but Vietnamese food is not what they expect to find there.
Definitely maybe. Not, no. And she was voted one of the best food trucks this year in Columbia, so definitely check her out if you haven't checked her out. She's great, and there's always barbecue in the store, so
lots
it's not just hot dogs.
Right on. Lots happening there. Again, it is the Eco Art Fest, the 10th anniversary. It'll be happening the 12th and 13th of September, next Saturday and Sunday at Cooper's Landing. And again, you can find the website, morivcc.org, if you want to find out more about that. Anna Duff and Vanessa Litza, we mentioned, we talked about volunteers. Are you still looking for volunteers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers or people that want to serve on the board or just be included. We do winter recording sessions, summer recording sessions, pop-up parties. Next year we'll have a spring benefit and a barbecue. So we are always looking for volunteers, sponsors, donors, anything you want to do to help, even musicians. If you just want to be heard and want to be recorded, give us a call and we'll get you recorded.
Yeah, and if it sounds like it'd be a lot of fun to be there and you'd like to be of help for the Eco Art Fest, it's a great way to volunteer for us is to play a part in the festival itself. Mm-hmm. We also need people with skills in audio and visual. We'll train on cameras, on editing. We have an office downtown on Hitt Street in the Stevens Building.
Yeah.
Office 203C in the Stevens Building. And nobody's there all day to just answer the door, but if you look at the website, go to the contact information, and we can get you oriented with the office and our equipment so that you can help us. We have a YouTube channel if you want to see what we've already edited. Moriv CC's YouTube channel, just search that. It'll be there, and we also have that on our website.
And that's really what it's all about. That's so much fun for me to just get in there now and then and see some of the recordings I've been able to be a part of in the last year or two, but some of the older stuff, because Moriv CC's been doing this for a while now, and just enjoy some of the real musical treasures of this era, of this area. I always like to say every area has its scene, and every area has its local musicians and its local music scene, but there really is something special about what's happening in this Missouri River, Central Missouri area, and it's great that that's being preserved with the Cultural Conservancy. Eco Art Fest, again, it's morivcc.org. Anna Duff and Esalitza, thank you very much for coming out tonight, and have a blast next weekend.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Darren.
And a big part of Eco Art Fest and a big part of what Missouri River Cultural Conservancy does is, of course, the music. Let's hear a little bit more from another musician who will be a part of Eco Art Fest. This is a Moriv CC recording of Dave Bandy, better known as Naked Dave. It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. Next week on the program, Mac Rhodes. He's the new director of athletics at the University of Missouri. We'll meet him and talk about what's next for Tiger Sports and the University of Missouri. That's next week, Tuesday evening on Thinking Out Loud from KBIA.